go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Okay, we are here, and I see that Elisa, our guest, is running late tonight. So I'm just going to say welcome to the show. I need to send her this message real quick. Jean, introduce everybody to who's here right now, and I'm going to send this number to Elisa, please.
All right. Well, sure. Hi, this is Jean and Mary, who is going to send a message to Elisa here on Be Unique Unscripted. We're here to talk about anything you'd like to talk about. If you'd like to hear, let me find the phone number. I'd like to have you give us a call if you'd like to talk. We'd like to hear what you have to say. Let's see here. Okay, the number.
Go ahead.
It's 516-418-5651. And you can give us a call anytime here.
All right. I did send a text to Elisa. She had sent me a message. She had to run. She was running late from work. Even though things are changing every day, we're still getting back into the way things are, our new natural way. Hi, Elisa.
I'm sorry.
No apology necessary.
Better late than never, right?
You're here.
I'm here. It's all good.
I'll take part of the credit for the little kerfuffle, because usually I send out a quick text at some point the day of the show, or an email and say, to whoever is going to be on the show with us. And I even told my husband on Monday, I said, "Oh man, I forgot to remind Elisa that her show is on Thursday." And
no, it's okay. It's a Mercury retrograde.
It's okay. It's all good. It's all good. We're here, and everybody's healthy, and I'm happy. Jean and I were discussing before you sent me the text that said, "I forgot the number to the show. Would you tell me what it is?" Jean is actually planning to take at least one night a month and do his own thing. And because, we have Tuesday nights with Anna East, and she does this every other Tuesday. So Jean was thinking of taking at least one of those Tuesdays. He's not sure he can commit the time to twice a month, because he also is here every Thursday. So he may take on another Tuesday night. And we were discussing some options.
You just never know. That's the whole point, I'm figuring.
Yeah.
I got all kinds of ideas. It'll be fun if I can come up with something compelling that everybody wants to hear about, talk about.
Well, if you listen to other podcasts, some of them are extremely interesting, and some of them are not. I'm hoping that we're one of the shows that people find interesting. I don't get a lot of feedback, but I can tell you that we have listeners in 27 countries. It was interesting because it was like every week we would gain another country, and now we've kind of settled out to 27 for a couple of weeks now, so we haven't gotten any new listeners or any new countries listening. But I think people are listening. I can go back and look at the stats and see which shows are getting better traction.
Excellent.
I was gonna say today what's coming to me is we should discuss about the word trust.
Trust.
Because trust is the foundation for every relationship and everything that is going on within us. And I've been getting a lot of messages that trust is to be used for the internal self, to trust ourselves, that the truth of what's going on in this world all needs to be trusted within ourselves. And even our decisions, even in the things that we're going through the process of the pause and the connection to awakening things that have lay dormant inside of us for so long, to trust this process that what is being done here is all for our highest good. And trust is not an easy space to stand because we're questioning through the doubt and the uncertainty that we are to trust that this is all for our highest good ahead, somehow, some way, somewhere, and when, and why this is all happening. But to trust the process that there's a bigger purpose, and a lot of it has to do with awakening who we are as individuals.
That is so true.
So to trust that process.
And I can tell you, I have a son who's never been a very trusting person, and he called me today on he's on his way, well, he should be there by now, but he's taking a solo road trip to Kentucky, and this is somebody whose idea of socialization is somebody else needs to come grab him up by the collar and say, hey man, we're going to a concert, or you know, hang on with me, we're going to go do something. But he's not a self-starter because he doesn't trust his surroundings. But he has been awakening spiritually. He's been falling into this trust more, and he's learning to trust himself. And so he was supposed to be going with another friend. They were going to meet in the middle, and then they were going from Florida to Georgia to Kentucky. And he's going by himself because the friend has opted out. And normally in the past, he would have said, well, I'll just stay home and watch TV or whatever. And he decided, no, I need to do this. He's trusting himself that he's doing the right thing. It's hard to trust yourself when you don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it's overcoming the fear. It's overcoming the uncertainty of, is this all going to be fun, or is this all going to work out, or is everything going to be okay? And it's about trusting the process that we are to live in this moment, trusting that everything is being walked through as it's supposed to be, and allow it just to be, and trust it, trust the process. I think a lot of us want to control the process, or we want to control the outcome, or we want to control how things are going to be, instead of trusting it and wanting to, like, you know, guide ourselves through this uncertainty. Well, it's hard to guide through uncertainty when there's really no guidance.
Exactly. And it's hard. You know, we talked in the past about faith, and it's hard to put your faith in something you can't see or feel or taste or touch and trust that it's all going to work out. We all, in our human state, we all want proof. We want to know it all, and we can't.
Yeah, you know, and I think about that. That makes me, I was just sitting here listening to you both describe this. My formal thinking, as I've learned how to think and really categorize stuff and get it organized to where I can actually make it work, it's like my formal training is in science. I'm a social scientist, and a lot of folks don't understand how the scientific method works. It's not about proving anything. It's about having faith that what you just did worked great, so keep doing it. And if somebody else can prove it different, then it becomes, that's where science is. It's not anything, nothing is absolute. It's nobody can prove, has proved it yet wrong. I have faith to keep going. And that's kind of where I've come from. And it's bringing me, honestly, Elisa and Mary, it's bringing me 50 years later back around to my really faith that I have always had in my little heart, and I kind of let it wander for a lot of years, you know. It's just amazing how it all comes together. And you're saying the process is going on right now, and it's happening before our very eyes. It's like watching it unfold, you know, and just be happy.
And you know, even about awakening.
Oh, it's about awakening, like, the things inside of us, too, and trusting that even the newness of ourselves is for a better purpose, or trusting that, you know, we're being shown that we forgot about all this stuff that we once did or once, you know, was important to us, and trusting that we're being awakened to see all this for a higher purpose and reason for what's ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and try it. You see, try it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, jump up there
again.
And do it a little bit. Feel it again. You know, forgot about it.
So and a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are calling and not trusting. They're not feeling that. You know, they're wondering, like, you know, what am I to do? Even in the people who are losing their jobs, am I going to have another job? Am I going to have work? What am I going to do about my house if I'm losing it? And it's trusting that, you know, all this is happening to shift everybody into simplicity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It goes back to the spiritual.
That's where
connection.
The magic is. It's in the simple.
Yep. So it's just interesting, and that has been coming up all week about trust.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Well, and it's true because that's everybody that has had difficulties during this upheaval in their lives is now they have to settle somewhere in their minds, and they have to trust that where they settle, even if it's not in the same place they were, is going to be, like you say, is going to be okay. Just trust, smile, and do it, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. A lot of people, a lot of people have had some difficulties, but it's going to be okay.
And, you know, that's one of the reasons that we created the Be Unique, Be Creative Challenge. Because people have been showing their creativity during this pause. You know, people who forget that they are good artists or they are musicians, that they can create a poem or a story or whatever. So Be Unique created this Be Creative Challenge. It's awarding cash and other prizes to the winners, and we're going to have at least, depending on how many sponsors we get, but we're going to have at least 9 winners in 3 different categories.
Yeah.
So I will say, if anybody wants to check that out, go to beunique.org, BUNEKE.org. Click the contest button and learn everything you can. But it's don't enter, you can't win. And there are going to be so many opportunities to win cash money, greenbacks put in your PayPal account.
Awesome.
And it's trust yourself. Trust yourself to create something amazing, and you will.
Mm-hmm.
About the only thing I don't trust myself to do is sing. Well, actually, I've done it. I've sung in public. But I usually keep my mouth. I usually keep my voice quiet when I'm singing in public. But I want to tell everybody, if they would like to call in and talk with us about trust or anything else, you know, our number is 516-418-5651. So
how,
Elisa,
is everybody, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you, was there anything else that you had been thinking about with the trust?
Well, I've been processing through a lot of what's going on in the universe right now. We're having 3 eclipses this month and the beginning of next month. And there's a Mercury retrograde, which is, you know, the communication interference and people receiving messages or even people, you know, receiving phone calls or electronics going wacky. It's kind of like that interference time. So we're going through this shift right now where the Earth is kind of tipped over on its little axle a little bit to upset all the stuff that's been settling on the bottom of all these old past behaviors and paradigms that we had to elevate to this next, you know, fifth dimensional level. And that's what's causing like this push for people's shadow sides to start to develop and come up. And it's about trusting this process about, you know, sometimes when we think we're going through this darkness or this storm or a lot of things that are unsettling to, you know, the emotions and the upsets of everything that's going on around us and the fears of this virus and all of it, is to trust that all this process is to reset and to release all what's not needed anymore, to cleanse and to rebirth, you know, this newness of all of us, a reset in the new paradigm. And it's about trusting the process that this is not all intended for all of us to be separated and put into places where, you know, we have to go through suffering. It's trusting that we can allow things by surrendering and trusting that we're being guided by our divine power, you know, and for our highest good, that all of this is for a higher blessing of something more that we have not stepped into in the past. And people think when they go through these struggles or these adversities or, you know, the attachment to the outcomes of things or wanting to control and be in control. And what we're all learning as a collective is to let go and turn inward and really realize how important it is to take care of the self and trust that this is a process for our growth and our, you know, internal cleansing and all of it is for a better purpose. And I think people are having a big struggle right now. Well, I don't think, I know they're having a big struggle right now because of the work, the healing work that, you know, I even do for people. And there are so many people who are so knocked off balance right now. And, you know, they don't know, you know, why the emotions are coming up, the anger, the sadness, the frustration, the feeling like we're all being separated, we're all being, you know, put into like this strange place that we don't recognize as being our normal. So, you know, and people feeling like the uncertainty is making them uneasy to bring more fear. And it's about trusting that, you know, this is like, I feel like this is like a bridge to the next paradigm. It's just the bridge, and we're all walking over it, and we can stay stuck in this emotional space, or we can just, you know, say, you know what, let's just go with the flow and trust that this is for our highest good, but also enjoy the moment, because so many people are focusing on the negativity and not focusing more on the positivity.
Exactly.
And there's, you know, we always have the choices of how we choose our paradigm or how we choose our reality. And, you know, I'm going to say it's been a lot of energy around even me, and it's hard to keep that balance and that focus of the positivity at times because there's a lot going on around us that is total chaos.
Yeah.
And it's just trusting that, you know, we're going to be able to come back into a balance and an understanding where it's so important right now for all of us to really stand together in a place of positivity. And it, because going through, you know, trusting a process, if we're to trust something and there's all this negativity around us, it's, how do you trust being in negativity, that it's like being in a bad relationship. If things are not going to be, you know, good, it's hard to trust, like, that things are going to be good. So it's like focus on the good things and trust that all that other stuff is being washed away or pulled away. There are people being pulled from our lives, relationships being broken, you know, new order being set inside of ourselves. And it's like going through the filing cabinet or the Rolodex and just cleansing out what no longer serves and trust that it's for our highest good. And that, you know, if those people who are removed or that, up the road, if they're meant to come back across the path, they will. And if not, then, you know, it was meant to be this way. And
exactly.
I think people are struggling with trusting the process. So,
yes.
It's hard to trust the process when you don't trust your own self sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, trusting yourself is hard.
Yeah.
Well, and we're so used to not doing it. I mean, I think of my experience in the last 50 years is I was taught actually not to trust myself. I was taught to trust all of the institutions and the rules and the paradigms that were handed to me.
Yeah,
and
who are you to trust?
Now that most of those are disappearing before our very eyes, you know, the masks are coming off, like you said. Then people don't know which way to go, and to let go. Yeah, just let go, and because it'll happen. That's been a big struggle for me. That's why I feel it so strong, and I'm doing
it.
I'm letting go. It's hard. It's been hard because that's what I've been. That's been my life doing is control, understanding, and controlling. You know.
And we want to control.
You can't.
Yeah.
That's the whole issue. I'm drive yourself crazy, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we let go and trust ourselves, we discover new things about ourselves that we didn't realize. You know, you discover that a lot of times amazing things just show up. It's almost like going on an adventure and going to some place you've never been before and discover. But then before you got there, you planned every stopping point. I'm going to stop here and I'm going to do this. I'm going to stop there and do that. But when you just organically walk through and you're sitting with yourself and you're picking up all the senses around you, there's such a greater discovery and trusting that the process is going to take you on this journey and that 5-hour window that you picked, whether it was organized or not, and just go about and let things happen. All the time, you're going to discover things you never planned because it wasn't in the plan. So you start to see that life is a lot like that. It's about, you know, going through the process of just being. And people are learning to do that in the pause. And I think that's so unsettling because if we're not in control, then, you know, the what if, the what is, or what's going to happen is so... like a mystery, and people cannot be in that uncertainty of the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have to have a connection to something that feels tangible and normal of the control of the box. And the box is just keeping people stuck in the same behavior patterns and not expanding the spiritual being that we are. And I really feel like we're going through all of this to learn things on such a greater level than just being locked in a box of the human. And so it's about trust and patience and understanding, compassion. I mean, there's so many things we're learning right now. And it's actually bringing wholeness to everybody.
You know, it's interesting that you say that we're learning because a lot of people are struggling because now their children are home, which is where they're learning. And that's unusual, but that used to be, before school, the institution of schools was established, that was where children always learned, was at home. And until you go to, you know, kindergarten or grade school or preschool or whatever they call it these days, you have to teach your children at home. They have to learn some things, and now we're all at home and we're all learning. And
well, that's where you learn a lot of your values. is at home, if you think about it. That's where your core is created, is in the home. It all starts with being in the home with your family and who you chose to be your parents, you know. It's really interesting because really when you get out there into the way things were done before and you go and send your kids off to an institution to go learn, they're kind of like being implemented the values of others, and that might not align with you or your or that.
Exactly. And there again comes this issue of trust. You usually pay in some way, either through your taxes or through tuition, for your children to be placed in the care of someone, and you have to trust that those people are teaching your children the values that you want them to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also you have to trust that they are aligned with your particular culture. Every home, and I'm not talking about ethnicity, but every family, there are eight, I have seven siblings, so there are eight households in my family. Trust me, we all have different cultures.
Wow,
we all believe a different way. And we've all raised our children in our particular culture. So when you put your children in someone else's care, you are trusting that it will be in alignment with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting how much we're really learning in the pause. And people are actually growing leaps and bounds in such greater magnitude than the way that things were done when we were all being in the box of control. People are discovering and expanding and starting to tap into stuff that they didn't realize that was so important or that felt good or that was, you know, even the things that felt bad. They're starting to go into places that feel unsettling, and it's a teaching that, you know, how are we going to handle this? How is our response to all this? It's almost like a reflection of where we stand in ourselves and how we got away from the true spiritual being that we are. And I really feel it's opening that center for us to connect back to the values and what really mattered, even when we were kids, like playing more, being outside in fresh air, you know, having dinner together, or, you know, even interacting with children in conversation because you have to talk more, and everybody helping with chores now. Or there's just so much going on that we're all really not paying attention to because we are so used to distraction. And it's like, pay attention to what's going on.
I need to take a quick break, and I want to give our phone number out for everybody. 516-418-5651 if you'd like to call in and talk with Elisa, me, and Jean about trust. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of the same old, same old? Are you sick of having to switch from station to station to find something worth listening to? Well, honey, I've got the answer. AstronetRadio.com is the new kid on the block, and we're filling our slate with original music, entertainment reviews, sex talk, comedy, and so much more. So set your devices to stream AstronetRadio.com and never look back. We play what we want so you can hear what you want. AstronetRadio.com, serving East Texas and the world.
Well, now, see, Jean, earlier we were talking about what you're going to do on your show. There, you can follow their lead.
Yeah.
Follow, you know, listen to a few shows, and you'll know exactly what. You don't even have to listen to anybody except yourself.
Well,
trust yourself.
That's the whole thing. If I can just get a prompt, I think I can do it. You know, I just get a couple guests and a prompt, and we're off to the races.
And you don't even need a prompt. If you don't want one, you can just go from there.
Yeah, my guess would be my prompt.
You're thinking you need a format.
Format, there you go. Well, listen, I thought of something during the break.
Huh?
I thought of something during the break I wanted to share with you guys.
Okay.
And it's pretty much everything we've been talking about. It was a story I heard once that just got my attention and really got me rolling in the direction, kind of in my changing my way of thinking outside the box. And the story is about basically it's just if you take a fly and you take a bee and you put them both like in a glass bottle and you hold the bottom of the bottle up to a light. Now that bee, because it knows it needs to go to that light, will keep going to that light and going to that light. And as long as that light stays going, it'll probably die in that bottle. It'll never quit.
Really?
Well, now the fly doesn't care about the light. The fly does what it does best, and that's fly. And so it just flies around, and the sheer probability is the fly is going to live. And I've thought about that analogy so much, and it really just is the story of my life. You know, and the truth, everybody needs some sort of planning and goals in your mind just to get down the road and make the right turn instead of a left. But to be so stuck on the one thing that's the only thing that matters is death for the bee. And it turned out to be death for my little light inside that I had when I was a kid that I knew was always there, that it was squished, you know. And I thought about that fly, and do what you love, the money will follow. It's an old saying. How do you do that? Well, that's what the fly does, you know, and you just trust that you just do what you do. You're going to keep doing it. You're going to get what you need. You be, you know, be your who you are. Just do it. And I wanted to share that because that was a big thing in my life, and we were just talking about the same thing tonight here. Trusting.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Trusting.
Trust. It's
so.
All about trust.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, have you ever felt, okay, when you feel how it is to be in the box and go do your routine every day, how did you feel in that space as opposed to being free to make the choice to just live in the moment and do whatever it is that you feel like doing in that moment and not having a plan?
Well, totally better living in the moment. Now, and I'll tell you this, that I always tried to make it fun and have some of that stuff from inside in that moment, wherever I was, no matter how bad it was. But doggone it, as soon as I just started thinking like the fly and just started, quit making so many plans and just start doing things I enjoy, and it's amazing how, like you said before, stuff just pops up. It manifests. It just pops up everywhere
it
you
does.
Go. Yeah, it's like crazy. And all it is just being, not being, it's almost like not blocking all the positive energy that's out there just trying to go through us all, you know? So.
Have you noticed that time is flying? No pun intended.
Huh?
I said, have you noticed that time is flying?
Yes. Yes.
And it's like when you think of all of our control and routines that we were doing before, and, you know, we had to go to the job at this time and we had to do all these things this way. And now when we're just given this freedom to do what we need to do, it seems like 3 months, 4 months has gone in a flash. And before we never felt like we had enough time. And now I feel like we still don't have enough time, but it's more fun this way to just.
Yeah, exactly.
And time even seems like it's going faster. It's like being the child.
Well, it's because everybody's in the same time frame.
Mm-hmm.
We're all in the same area of reality for a change, and that's unusual too. You know.
Yes.
It's very strange.
It feels really good, even though there's so much, you know, there's a storm out there, but I won't go in the storm. I stay above the storm, and every day is so creative and fun for me. And I look back and I feel like, oh my gosh, I still didn't get enough done because, you know, I spent 3 hours doing what I love doing, and then time got away from me, and I was going to do all these other things, and I didn't get to that, but I have tomorrow to do that. And it feels kind of good just to go, even missing my call tonight. It was like, oh, and here we are. And you know what? It all works out. And it's fun to live life that way. And just say, you know, I call it angel wing it. Because, it feels so good. I really feel that so much more happens when we don't expect things to happen than when we expect things to happen. We also don't get the disappointments.
Well, that makes absolute sense. That really makes sense.
You expect things to be done.
What do they say? Expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
Oh, and you expect the unexpected. I mean, everybody's focusing on all the negative right now. It's like, okay, what about the positive? Has anybody thought about that?
Yeah.
We should love more. We're supposed to be loving more. I mean, love is a good place to be. Trust that we're here to teach everybody something positive in a day instead of something negative in a day. And, you know,
I think still there's still a lot of people that just don't know how to take that first little baby step. And that's where a lot of the confusion, you know, is, and honest to goodness, I see more people on a daily basis over the last several weeks smiling with me in public than I ever did in this town. I told you the story of coming to this town where most people I met, strangers in public, were not smiling. And, oh, my goodness, it's more people are doing it just around me. It's exciting. Sometimes if you just give them a little boost, say, oh, yeah, come on, say something funny or nice or something silly, and it's acceptable, more acceptable than it was, I guess is what I'm saying. I'm seeing it around me. It's exciting.
People are being kinder, and people are appreciating the kindness. People are appreciating things more in a good way, honestly. That's what I'm noticing.
Yes.
You know, people are holding the doors open, and it's so interesting to watch it from being the observer and noticing that there's a lot of good happening and trusting that this is all for our highest good. It's going to, even though there's separation, it's going to bring people closer together because we're realizing that we're not to be separated by any means. We're supposed to be together.
Right.
Yes.
There's just a lot of symbolism in this whole virus. And, you know, it came in like a fog. It's uncertainty. People are scared. But then when you look around, you take a really good look. You know, we're all going to be affected by something because it's the ripple effect. But then you trust that, okay, if we were all dying, you know, even though we're all here to die, but we're not. We're all, you know, some of us are getting sick and some of us aren't. But, you know, you recover, and some are having a harder time than others, but we recover. And it's trusting the process that, you know, focusing on the positive and knowing that every day, you know, you're going to learn something more about yourself and your strength and your confidence. And, you know, it's teaching us so much about who we really are as humans in our own self.
Absolutely.
This is more of a self-growth thing. And trusting that we're all going to be okay. Because people are thinking like, oh, it's the end. No, it's not the end. It's actually the beginning of a very new way of life. And it's about living fuller.
Well, you mentioned earlier something about the fifth dimension. And I know that in the most recent issue of Be Unique, Jean wrote an article about ushering in the age of Aquarius. And I can't help but think about when I was a teenager, there was a musical group called The Fifth Dimension, and they wrote a song called The Age of Aquarius. And if anybody is paying attention, they'll realize that that's where we are right now. And I keep thinking about, you know, open doors and closing doors and, you know, people saying, when God closes a door, another opens, or when one door closes, God opens another. But it's all about change. You can't have growth if you don't have change. I'm a big gardener. I know Jean is a big gardener. And I know, Elisa, you like to be out in the green space. We can't have an oak tree if the acorn doesn't die. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
And, yes. You know, I think a lot of people I hear all these things about, oh my gosh, this plague and that pestilence and the Sahara dust storm. This Sahara dust storm comes about every 2 or 3 years. I know my husband
right.
can tell me exactly, but I'm not going to ask him. But because then we get into all the engineering and technicality of why. But it's just part of life. It's part of the circle of life. I see people who get upset over everything that's happening all at once. Yeah, it seems like it's happening at once, and maybe it is, but there's a reason for it.
Well, you know, I was going to tell you the Sahara dust is also coming from, like, all the Egyptian energy being put up here. And sometimes
uh-huh.
that Egyptian, if we look into it a little deeper, there's a lot of, like, a lot of prophetic things going on around us, and people are not seeing it. They're staying stuck in the fear and instead of seeing the awakening and trusting
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
this is for a higher purpose. You know, it's like you're getting the blessings in a way of the energies of the power of Egypt. And I don't know, there's just such a deeper symbolism of all of what's happening around us.
Absolutely.
But people are scared to
trust. They're scared to trust. To just trust.
They are
they might
to
not
trust
know what's
that,
going
that
on.
They can learn new things or be open to new things or new ways
yeah.
of just being. And I think
yeah.
this is teaching us in all ways that the old paradigms of boxing us into separation in all different situations, you know, is not working anymore. And we're on that fifth dimension. It's about oneness. It's about all of us being a whole humanity doing goodness in the space that we are gifted. And, you know, to trust that, you know, people are like, well, we'll run out of food. Well, perhaps we're supposed to go back to growing our own food and, you know, making sure that we're nurtured and nourished the right way instead of allowing others to change the frequencies of our food and our
mm-hmm.
water and things that aren't healthy. We take responsibility for the self. And that's what I really feel that's what we're all learning, is to be responsible for ourselves and not worry about what everybody else is doing. Just do
wow.
what's best in your space. And, you know, everyone's
you know,
so worried. I mean, that's what I'm noticing. They're worried about, like, oh, what are people doing or not doing? And it's like, you know what, guys? Just, it's the fighting and the friction when you go there. Worry, stay home, process through your stuff, you know, do things in a respectful way where it's not going to impose on other people whether your way is the wrong way or the right way. You know, bring
I
in your face again. And
exactly. And you know what? You keep saying, you said it twice, and I keep wanting to come back to this. We're all connected. And I keep envisioning two things in my mind. One is, like today here in, you know, Central Florida, we've had a pretty big rainstorm, which probably washed away a lot of that Saharan dust that we've also been dealing with. But the rain touched all of us. This dust is touching half of the nation. But more importantly, the sunshine touches everybody at some point. Maybe not at the exact moment, but it touches all of us. It shines down and connects everybody's energy. And the sun, is, you know, we as children, we draw a picture of the sun like a big yellow ball with yellow sticks coming out of it. But that's because that's we all see it that same way. If a child in China draws a sunshine the way a child in Africa draws a sunshine, same way a child in Idaho draws it, there's got to be some cellular reason behind people of different cultures as children drawing the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all in oneness. When, you know, you look at everybody
exactly.
across the globe going through things, the energies that we all put out there is going to be received and repeated. And so we, right now, there's a lot of negativity rippling across, you know, every country. And people are falling into that space of negativity. But then there's a lot of people that are standing in a space of being the observer and saying, you know what, we've got to love more and spread the love more and know that this is a good thing for us. And, you know, that's going to ripple across the world just like the negativity. So it's about teaching people how to shift the frequencies. And frequencies, you know, they're sound waves. So if you think about it, we're sound, you know, we're going through energy, and we're water beings. So we're affected by frequency and sound and, you know, and energy.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the cellular, you know, modules of each one of us. And so we're here to raise it up in a positive space. And, you know, it's just teaching people how to do that.
I
so how would
it,
you
so,
teach that?
Yeah, maybe people
spontaneously
feeling these happiness feelings they might not have felt before because they hadn't been doing those things before. Just suddenly.
Well,
a
lot of it has to do with reflection, and a lot of it has to do with adding to your own personal space what makes you feel good. Because when you're raising your own vibration, if everybody took responsibility for their own vibrational frequency, this world would be so amazing. But so many people are choosing to fall into the lower vibrational frequency, and they're losing themselves. And there's a lot of chaos going on. So it's all about teaching, you know, how to switch the frequency of the self. It all starts with an individual, and then we touch each other. And if we all take that responsibility, and then we touch each other because energy is contagious, it's going to create this amazing higher frequency when we're all standing in a higher frequency. It's not really difficult. It's just teaching people that it's about focusing on the inside of the self instead of what's going on out there with everybody else. Mm-hmm. So many people are concerned about what everybody else is doing instead of taking responsibility for themselves.
I don't have time to worry about anybody but me.
Well, and it almost seems like what's being described here is it's not going to make a difference. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of us fighting it and how long it's going to take is what you're saying? Just the more people that accept it, the quicker
it's
it'll
teaching.
Just happen. Teaching.
It's teaching. It's if we were all in a little circle, okay, and we were seen as a group, and I sat there and started talking about how beautiful something is and how it makes me feel with positive words.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to elevate the frequency of our circle. But if I were to sit in the circle and talk about all these sad things that are happening and all these horrible things that are happening, everybody's energy is going to lower, and that's going to lower the frequency of the circle. So it's about choosing to use our words and our thoughts and implementing our, you know, a lot of the happy choices that we choose for ourselves, like singing, dancing, playing, you know, things that make the spiritual part of us feel happy, sunshine, you know, going on the beach and smelling the fresh air, whatever. But that heightens our frequency, and it's teaching people that when we stand in that space, even if we're not feeling well, you go out and put yourself in sunshine. It's going to elevate the being into a higher frequency, and it's going to shift the whole collective across the globe. That's what we're here to teach as light workers.
So,
you know, if, positivity.
So there's really something to it when I feel like if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. So that's how I was always that's what I was always holding on to, that little light, in spite of all the negativity that I lived with and everything, it sounds like.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's interesting because I was outside looking at butterflies. And there, I have these little butterfly bushes, and so it attracts a lot of butterflies to my garden. But when you look at the butterflies all fluttering around, it's so fun to watch the patterns of each one going in different directions or whatever. And even the birds or the things that are outside around us that we don't normally really stop and pay attention to. But in that moment of just paying attention to that one, you know, pattern of how this butterfly's flying, or this one's landing on a flower, and this one's over there looking like they're kissing each other, it just brings so much, like, feeling of joy to, you know, the spirit. It's almost like this connection that you know, we so miss by being in our man-made world. And it's all those fun little moments that we have forgotten really exist around us, to just go out or go get a tree branch and create something out of it, like a little wand. Or just be magical in your creativity, or go outside and draw something. But people, you know, if you're in that space of all that fun versus going out there and fighting, that's a whole different frequency. So, you know, we all have the choice. We all have that. I would rather not worry about people in traffic and, you know, being at the gas pump that they didn't do this way, or didn't touch the button the way I wanted them to. And that's where people are standing right now. It's in the fight and not the fun. So it's about coming back to the self and raising your own vibration and the happiness. And
well,
that will shift everything.
Yeah.
If there was a lot of happy going on, then people wouldn't know what to do who are trying to make things sad.
Right.
They'd have to fall away or come up.
Well, I'll tell
you. That's happening with the negativity. You know, it's happening with the negative. Like people are falling down, and they're, you know, people who follow suit into that paradigm, then everything's falling down, and they're sad, and they're miserable, and they're angry, and it's a whole different way of reality.
Yes.
So,
well, they always say
the choice.
The old saying, "Misery loves company." You know, it's true.
Well,
a lot of people count on
it.
What
else is true is that we have used up all but 6 minutes of our show. What were you saying about time flying?
Yeah.
Time has flown. I need to hit another, do another commercial. And if anybody wants to talk to us, you've got about 5 minutes to call in. 516-418-5651. And I'll be right back.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
And we are back. I am Mary. I'm here with Jean and Elisa. We've got just barely 5 minutes, so get those phones dialing in if you want to talk to us quickly. 516-418-5651. Otherwise, we're just going to keep on spinning out this time. We've been talking about trust and time going fast and dust storms. We always talk about a bunch of stuff when we're together, don't we?
Yes.
We do. It's fun. Well, it's fun.
It is, and every time we're done talking, I can just hardly wait to just get started, you know, like till tomorrow when I can just go out and meet everybody and start doing it, you know.
Well, you know what's nice is the ones that are standing in the light and the happiness and the joyfulness, you know, life really is more magical. And sometimes people are like, how can you be so happy? And I'm thinking, well, how can you be so miserable? I'm like, okay. Do you not know what's going on? I'm like, what? I mean, yeah, we always have things that are going on, but really we don't pay attention to all. We get to choose what we want to pay attention to. And where we put our energy, that's what's going to manifest itself. And that's such an important foundation right there. You know, it's like put your energy into positivity. You want to feed the drama, but the drama is going to grow. You put it into positivity, and the positivity is going to grow. And it's just, I really feel that the whole trusting the process of, you know, the newness, the change, all of that's going on, that's uncertainty for so many people, is it's all going to be okay. It's almost like we're in the storm. We're like, oh my gosh, how are we going to survive? And then, you know, the sun comes out and it's all going to survive.
Exactly.
So even better. Sometimes it's even rebuilt even stronger and better than it was before. And people don't focus on the positivity of it. They just focus on the broken, you know? So I feel like we're all here to shift that in people and show them.
Yeah, I think that's our role
together.
In life.
That's
our
helping
job.
People. Well, it's showing them that there's this way. You know, I mean, even with my life, so many things have manifested that were not expected because I didn't have expectations that are truly gifts, and I call them almost a miracle. And that would never have happened if I was standing in the space of wanting to know all the how, the what, the why, the where, the when, you know, all of it was going to happen. And the expectation of how I thought things should be. Sometimes, actually, I've noticed that when you let go and let it just evolve itself, that manifestation happens in such a greater expansion than we can imagine. And that should probably be a show one day, because that would be kind of cool to explain how manifestation of not expecting something can grow into something even more amazing than one would ever think. You know, it's like, I'll give you an example. I went and went out to St. Pete one day, and I was sitting down having something to eat, and I was talking about the ego, and this is just off the record, but I was talking about the ego, and this waiter comes up and he starts taking my order, and he starts speaking about, well, if more people would step out of their ego and into their spiritual self, they would see there was, and I'm thinking, where did this man come from to start speaking to me like that? But it's just paying attention to all of, you know, the discovery of the messages that we're receiving, and people are not seeing it because they're so caught up in the mind and not just allowing things to happen and paying attention to the messages. So, you know, and that's where the trust comes in, is trusting that person showed up that day to put that message in front of me to help me with myself. And it goes back to the self again. So the self is evolving.
And that's what we're all doing right now, is we're evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's the uneasiness where, with so many people who have been so connected to the box and the ego, is a trust that letting go is going to be okay. You know, it's okay. Just allow it. How did you learn how to ride a bike? You trusted. You trusted and you tried, and sometimes you fell down. Sometimes you got hurt, but you stood up and you did it again. And you trusted the process, and here you are riding the bike. So, you know, it's about trusting the process that there's something greater that's evolving inside of each one of us. And we bring that greatness to the world. It's going to be a very beautiful place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anything else?
Well, you know, we could probably turn this into another 2-hour conversation.
Yes, yes.
It well, that you, seems you know, to be what we do when Elise is around.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, don't be sorry.
I'm not. I love it. I love the
well,
fact
you know,
that we totally lose track of time.
There is no time. You know, we create time. That's another
that's
thing that's in the box.
That's it's the other thing. That yeah, exactly. That is so, it's so difficult to deal with when it's really actually mildly necessary in some occasions is all. You know, if we really think about it. So
it's just interesting because I think we're learning now about the inner child and how we got away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no time
some
in
of us,
child.
Some of us never grow up, and that's okay too.
Well, yeah.
Now it's fun to play, well, and it's fun to. That's just a memory, just to connect to the inner child and awaken it. And that's what so many people are being shown to do, and so many people are fighting to stay away from it.
Well,
because
that's what they think they're supposed to do. It's don't be silly. Don't be silly. You know, it's like that's all they're thinking. Oh, no, I can't be silly. I can't be in my child again, you know. And it's, but people, like you're saying, they're trying it a little bit. And it's well, this isn't so bad. And
people who
nothing
are,
happened bad.
They're like telling me they're too old. I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
I'll never be too old to play.
I'll never be old enough, you know. I'm just
exactly.
going to keep on growing and growing and growing.
That's the best. That's the best. It's like I want to go make little wands, make magic happen. And
hey,
that
that's
fantasy
one of the things
of
that I'm
playing.
One of my favorite things is making wands. You want to create wands? I've got a bucket. Well, actually, I've got a big tote full of sticks waiting for me to pull out all of my stuff and make wands.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so funny. I've got some too. Some bamboo and roses and
we,
formosa.
You know, we unique sell those on. We're in the process of getting them on our website so that we can actually market them. But we do sell what we call fairy wands, and they do make you feel magical. And I've been to events where people they'll come by and pick up our wands, and they'll start doing that bibbity bobbity boo thing. And I've seen them. I don't remember. I cannot do the words, but they'll do the Ijimaku, La Wala Kabula, Ijikapapa, La Dibu. You know, it's just so much fun to watch grown ups play with something as simple as a decorated stick.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
when
I create my wands, I do it with mindfulness, and I bless each wand with unconditional love as I'm decorating it, and then I will either sage it or use Palo Santo. I usually use Palo Santo because it's another wood, but I have used sage, and then I will sprinkle them with an essential oil like frankincense or myrrh or something else that's very spiritual. Our wands have gemstones in them. It's just a lot of fun.
You're setting an intention.
Yeah, exactly. I fill them with love and my intention of what I'm going to call my parting words for tonight. Love, kindness, compassion, and respect for everyone you see.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And I know what Jean's going to say. What are your final words for the night?
Well, you know, I was being more simple tonight. I was just going to just say have fun.
I love it.
That's it.
I love
and Lisa,
it.
What are your final words?
I would say
words?
Love more. Love more.
Love
beautiful.
More.
I love it. All right.
Very
well,
nice.
I'm going to love you all. I'm going to hit the button and love you all. Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
See you guys.
Next Thursday. Bye-bye.
See
bye.
You then, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.